So we're looking at two storms. Obviously, they are to the west of us, or at least one is, and one is heading in that direction. Break it down.
Yeah, we've got a tropical storm to the south of us now that has weakened during the night, and that is Marco. It is making a turn to the northwest now, and that's going to take it over to southeastern Louisiana today, where it'll make landfall. And then it'll continue on a westerly track and actually may come out over water a little bit, but it'll head toward Texas, and it'll continue to decrease in intensity, but it will be a rainmaker for the southern portion of Louisiana. And it's going to be a rainmaker here today because we had a line of showers move across the bay, now affecting Mobile County, and then a large area of showers and embedded thunderstorms off the coast of northwest Florida, and actually onshore too, and that is kind of moving in our direction. So we're going to see showers and a few thunderstorms today. The wind will be out of the northeast around 15 to 20 miles per hour, and it'll be quite gusty down along the coast. We also are looking to another storm that is over, just along the south coast of Cuba. And that particular storm, which is a tropical storm right now, Laura, and it's going to move into the southeastern Gulf within the next 12 to 18 hours. And once it gets into the Gulf, then it will reorganize and become a hurricane. And it may become a very strong hurricane by the time it makes landfall. And that will be in the on the Louisiana coast, really the western portion of the Louisiana coast, and that'll be Wednesday night and early Thursday. It looks like it'll become a Category 2 hurricane, but could possibly get as high as a Category 3. So we're looking at winds of 120 to 130, near 130 miles per hour. That's a possibility. Now, it's going to be far away from us, and way over in Louisiana. But we will get more showers and thunderstorms associated with that particular storm, and that will be for Wednesday and Thursday. And we'll see some gusty winds, but that's not going to be a real problem for our area. As for today, as I mentioned, showers and thunderstorms, temperatures will be in the 80s. Tonight, more showers and thunderstorms, mid-70s. And then tomorrow, even though Marco is to the west of us, we're going to see more showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, with a high in the upper 80s. And then the rest of the week, well, Wednesday, the next storm moves into Louisiana, and it showers and thunderstorms and breezy on Wednesday, upper 80s. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, more showers and thunderstorms, although there'll be more during the afternoon hours, and the highs will be in the upper 80s to around 90 degrees. Now, the problem is that once Laura moves inland, and then on up through Tennessee and out toward the eastern seaboard, we're going to be left with a lot of warm, moist air and very high humidity. And that means that we're in for those scattered to numerous thunderstorms for the second half of the week.
So, Dr. Bill, it looks and sounds to me like, and let's talk about Marco here before I ask you about Laura again in just a second. So, quote-unquote landfall for Marco, and it looks like it's going to ride west, right there along the Louisiana coast. When could we expect that quote-unquote landfall? And you said we're going to, in our area specifically, just have lots and lots of rain from that system.
Yeah, that particular storm, Marco, should make landfall a little west of the mouth of the Mississippi River in Louisiana, and that'll occur this afternoon or early this evening. And as I mentioned, it'll continue to move basically along the Louisiana coast as it heads west. And but the showers and thunderstorms are mostly on the eastern side of Marco, and they've been displaced well away from the center. And so as the center moves on through Louisiana, then all the rest of that rain will kind of glide over into our area. And that's going to give us those showers and thunderstorms for today, tonight, and tomorrow. And then the rest of the rain comes in with the next storm for Wednesday and Thursday.
So, Laura, is there still a possibility? I know right now it looks like it'll be a Louisiana landfall in a few days. Is there a possibility it moves further eastward?
I can't rule that out completely, but it looks as though It's going to be a Louisiana storm, or particularly a western Louisiana. But again, we can never rule it out because it has to reorganize after going across Cuba and the higher mountains of Hispaniola. So it's kind of disorganized, but there's enough of a circulation that once it gets out into the open waters of the Gulf, it should get its act together.
There could be other disturbances that are going to get their act together too over the next several months, right, Doc? We're just
yeah, we have a long ways to go.
Yes,
it seems that we're getting worn out already, and it's still in August. The peak of hurricane season is the middle of September, and that begins then the second half of the season, which takes us through September and October, and this year I wouldn't be surprised if we see plenty of activity even into November.
Thank you, Dr. Bill.